I want you to go ahead and imagine. So I want you to imagine that you're working. You're working, you're hustling at work, you're putting in a bunch of overtime, which is great. So glory to God, right? You're putting a bunch of overtime. But then, you know, you're getting the opportunity, you know, to preach at your church, but you say no because you can't because of work. And then you get the opportunity to go to, you know, different countries to preach the word of God, but you say no because you're putting too many hours at work. You can't. And then you get the opportunity to also clean your church, but you can't because you're too busy. You're too busy working and you're too busy putting all these hours, and you still show up every Sunday at church, but you're too busy working and working and working. And then you die. So you're dead now and you're in front of God. God. And he tells you, I gave you the opportunity to grow in your calling. I've been calling you. I've been knocking. I've been giving you the opportunity to grow. And you rejected every opportunity that was presented, every opportunity that I gave you. And you told God, but God, I love you. I was there every Sunday. I was going to church. And then God tells you, you say that you love me, but your heart was far from me. You were there, you know, at my house, but your heart was far away from me. Your lips say you love me, but your heart is far from me. And, you know, he's telling you that, and you're in front of him. And then he tells you, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoer. Hi guys, welcome to Creator Loves Creation Podcast. My name is Shayla, and the title of today's message is Your Heart Determines the Course of Your Life. And I feel like it's so important for us to talk about that, because your heart, I mean, I feel like that's such an important thing, you know, that your heart determines, you know, where your life is headed. And, you know, I ask you this question, what's in your heart? What do you have in your heart? And I want to go ahead and read, I believe it is Proverbs 23:26. It says, oh, my son, give me your heart. May your eyes take delight in following my ways. So God wants your heart. But the thing is that God is not going to force something. So you have to be willing to allow God to work in you. And I want to start off talking about Judas. And I want to talk about Judas because he was one of the disciples that walked with Jesus. And, you know, so many of us and so many people criticize Judas, and they're like, oh, but how can, you know, Judas have done that to Jesus? And, you know, he had free will. So Judas had free will, just like us. We have free will. But, you know, a lot of times we decide to do the things that aren't right, you know, and a lot of people judge Judas. But the thing is that we're the temple of God. We're the temple of God. The thing, you know, like God decided, you know, to allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. So the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And when we sin, you know, the Holy Spirit is still in us. And that's why we grieve. You know, the Holy Spirit grieves because we decide to sin. And a lot of us, you know, sin, and then we sin against our own body, you know, in fornication or adultery. And, you know, we aren't any better than Judas. You know, Judas betrayed Jesus, and look at what we're doing, and look at what people are doing, and how sin has become so common, even in the life of a Christian. You know, so many Christians sin, so many Christians, and not only that, like, it's not a real repentance. They continue to sin, and they continue to sin. And when you're doing that, what is in your heart? What do you have in your heart? What is in there for causing you to do all this? Because clearly it is not God. If you're doing all these things, there's stuff also in your heart that, you know, it's not pleasing to the Lord. And I want to go ahead and read, I believe it is Psalms 19:7-14. It says, the instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for the living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So I'm going to go ahead and read again where it says, how can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. And I think it's so important because a lot of times we have stuff in our hearts that we don't even realize. Like we have, you know, lustful desires. We have, you know, greed. We have pride. We have so much stuff in our hearts that we don't realize. And it's so important to allow God to work in us because God wants to clean us of all of that so we can pursue him. Because if you have those things in your heart, you know, how can you have the Lord? How can you fully be walking with the Lord when you have things like that lurking in your heart? And even with this verse, it even says, how can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. And I think it's so important for us to allow God to work in us. And that takes me back to when Judas decided to betray Jesus. Even though he was close to Jesus, his heart was already far away from him because he was allowing Satan to work in him. He was allowing himself to things to come into his heart, things to come into his mind, to where his focus wasn't on Jesus anymore. It was the things of the world. And he was giving, you know, space for Satan to work in him. And the same thing happens to us. You know, we could be all in with God and then, you know, just change up, you know, because maybe things aren't going the way we expected. And I feel like that also happened with Judas because, you know, Judas thought that Jesus was going to come and proclaim that, you know, he's king, overthrow the empire of Rome. And that's not what happened. You know, Jesus came with a purpose, an even greater purpose, which was dying on the cross for us so that we can have a way to get to the Father. And it's so important for us to still pursue God, even if our expectations aren't met. And I say that because I feel like it's so many people that come to God with a need. They come to God with a need and they're pursuing God and they have God in their heart and they're like, Lord, you know, I love you. I'm pursuing you. You know, I'm all in. And then when time passes by and, you know, let's say, you know, their marriage isn't restored, their kids aren't coming to Christ, their finances are bad, everything is going wrong. They're like, why am I here? Why am I serving this God? My expectations aren't being met. He's not doing what, you know, I was expecting. You know, I'm just going to walk away from him. And then their hearts aren't following God anymore. And because their expectations wasn't met. So now they're allowing things to come into their heart. And I believe it's so important for us to pursue God. God wants people that pursue him no matter what. Your finances are bad, but you're still pursuing him. Your family still isn't coming to Christ. You're still pursuing him. Your marriage is in shambles, but you're still pursuing him. Because those are people with real faith. Those are people that really, really love God. That's what God wants. You know, one of the commandments is, you know, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And, you know, it's so important for us to pursue God and to love him and to put him as a priority and not just put him as like, okay, you know, I have him in my heart, but I have other stuff too. No, it's to put him first because like I said, your heart determines the course of your life. So if you have stuff and it's not God, don't even think that you're going to go to heaven like that. Like, don't even think that if it's not God that's in your heart. And I also wanted to go ahead and, read, which was Philippians 2:13, it says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." So God is working in us, but we also have to allow him to work in us, allow him, you know, to do what he has to do. And I also wanted to talk about, like I said, I wanted to ask the question again, what is in your heart? What do you have in your heart? And I want you to go ahead and imagine. So I want you to imagine that you're working. You're working, you're hustling at work, you're putting in a bunch of overtime, which is great. So glory to God, right? You're putting a bunch of overtime. But then, you know, you're getting the opportunity, you know, to preach at your church, but you say no because you can't because of work. And then you get the opportunity to go to, you know, different countries to preach the word of God, but you say no because you're putting too many hours at work. You can't. And then you get the opportunity to also clean your church, but you can't because you're too busy. You're too busy working and you're too busy putting all these hours, and you still show up every Sunday at church, but you're too busy working and working and working. And then you die. So you're dead now and you're in front of God. And he tells you, "I gave you the opportunity to grow in your calling. I've been calling you. I've been knocking. I've been giving you the opportunity to grow. And you rejected every opportunity that was presented, every opportunity that I gave you. And you told God, 'But God, I love you. I was there every Sunday. I was going to church.' And then God tells you, 'You say that you love me, but your heart was far from me. You were there, you know, at my house, but your heart was far away from me. Your lips say you love me, but your heart is far from me.'" And, you know, he's telling you that, and you're in front of him. And then he tells you, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoer." And that's it. And you go to hell. All because instead of God being in your heart, money was your God, and it wasn't God, you know, that was in your heart. It was money. You made money your God. And the sad part is that there's so many people that do that, and they do that without even realizing it. And I'm not saying that putting hours at work is bad, but it's so important to put God first. It's so important to let God, you know, be priority in your life. And, you know, I feel like it's so important to speak on that because, you know, like I said, your heart determines the course of your life and where you're going. Okay, guys, so like my phone had died, and I honestly want to tell y'all something so crazy. So as I was like sharing this, you know, what's in your heart, my phone had died. So, you know, I couldn't record. And then as I was like allowing it to charge, you know, God just really exposed what was in my heart. And ooh, it made me cry because, you know, even though like I want, you know, to serve God, it's like, you know, I had such a hard time like letting go of my ex. And, you know, I guess like I still thought about it, like I would still think about it and stuff. And it's just like, as I was sitting there, it was just God telling me like, I have to let go of that. And like, I can't, you know, be lingering, you know, can't have lingering feelings and lingering thoughts of like, oh, it's like, maybe it'll work out in the future, because, you know, it's just, it's not, you know, it's not going to. And I don't know, it was making me sad because it's just like, I don't know, like I really, 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 really wanted it to work. Like I really, really wanted it to work. But that's how you know that God is here. Like God is present, because as I was sharing this message with y'all, it's like, you know, he's working in me. You know, he's exposing what's in my heart. And he's like, hey, like, you know, you still have that I need you to give it to me. You know, I need you to just surrender it. And I need you to trust me that I have better. And it's just, I don't know, for me, it was just really hard because I really, really wanted things to work out with this person. But, you know, things, you know, don't happen as we expected. But
just like I was saying, sometimes things don't happen as we expected, but we still have to pursue God, and God has to be priority. And I definitely, it's something that I have to allow God to work in me. But I keep crying. I don't mean to cry, you guys, but like, I want to be authentic as I can. And I did, you know, I always pray, and, you know, I always want God to be, you know, in control and to be present, and just, you know, to see that he exposed this, you know, to see that he showed me that, like, hey, like, I know you love me and stuff, but you have this in your heart that, you know, it's not pleasing to me. You know, I told you to let go of this guy, and you still thinking about him and having these feelings is not something that pleases me, and I need you to give it to me. So, yeah, this was like, I think it was a really good episode. You know, it was like, you know, God was here and definitely working in me too, and exposing how I'm feeling. So yeah, it's important to give everything to God and to allow him to mold us, you know, because even though, yes, this is a hard situation for me, I have to have faith that God has better. I have to have faith that God is going to give me that, like, at the right time, you know, give me that relationship that's going to honor him, and, you know, someone that's going to take care of me and not break me down, because, you know, this relationship, it just really broke me down. It really did. And God doesn't like to see his kids like that. So yeah, oh, I need to stop crying. But with that, I do want to go ahead and conclude this episode. And I want to invite y'all to my church, Corona de Gloria. We are located in Ferris, Texas. And I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, lead us in prayer. Thank you, God, for this day, Lord. Thank you for this message, this powerful message, you know, that really, you know, touched me. And thank you for revealing what was in my heart. And I pray that you reveal to whoever's listening, to whoever's watching, what's in their heart, God, that you work in them, Lord. And that you renew their hearts and renew their minds, God. And I just pray for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this episode. God bless y'all, and I will see y'all next time episode.